Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, assan wasafan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, salbona. In Senegal, nangade. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia. Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you. You're watching this, that means you're for the 4.6 billion people from around the world using an electronic device. These times, people are using the internet, friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on cell phones and computers all day. Now, if you're in business, that is great. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is convenience. Somebody to present you an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you. We produce over our audience members jobs. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation services, child care services. Whatever you're selling, they need to buy. Hear your meeting. Just follow this link. And tomorrow, you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us for another Wednesday edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and we'll be joined by our co-host, Kareem Hamid, in the second hour. But this first hour, we want you to be excited because we certainly are excited. This is a time of transformation and new beginnings, and we've got some exciting things happening that will transform lives. Well, today's guest is certainly a transformer, and not only has he transformed his own life, but he is transforming lives of others. We're going to be talking later this morning to the urban translator, Wallace Gator Bradley. And his story is one of inspiration. Recently, being presented with a doctorate degree, he has come from the streets and gone to the suites in organizing and politicizing much of the issues that face urban America and translating those issues to those who are working in public service as elected officials. Too often, the gap between the so-called streets and the so-called suites, where there are negotiations being held all the time about the issues that affect our lives, is so vast that people don't feel like they have the power to make a difference. Well, those who have made it their business, their concern, their quest in life to close that gap are seeing a difference. And definitely our guest today, Wallace Gator Bradley, is one of those such individuals. It's not easy to overcome some of the challenges that urban living creates, especially because there are real intentions to maintain a class difference between the haves and have-nots. So how do we go about changing the situation? People living in public housing, people being ignored because they don't have money, people being charged more because they don't have money to pay. It's a vicious cycle. And someone has to translate for those who make laws the reality that if you deprive people of things, they're going to become violent. And their violence will disrupt your life and cause you losses, because now you have to spend your time trying to guard against those who are attacking you because they don't have what they need. we must do better as a society. And those who have been placed in positions of trust have to understand and be able to connect the dots between their fairness and own peace and comfort, and their unfairness and their own living in a state of fear and distress. So Wallace Gator Bradley, the urban translator, will join us this morning to talk about some of those issues. And we're excited because all day long we are presenting avenues for change, solutions to real problems, and people who are making a difference. Later on, we want you to join us for our third part in a five-part series that we're sharing those who are sick and tired of a system that does not serve them and keeps them in a constant state of struggle like a hamster on a wheel where they never seem to get ahead and they're frustrated. And no matter how hard they try to get more money, more money, more money, things are more and more expensive. And some people just are about ready to give up. So we introduced this week anew. We want you to join us at 10 a.m. on the Female Solution Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, Naima Lateef, and our YouTube channel, the Female Solution YouTube and Naima Lateef YouTube page, because we want everybody to get this message that can free them by introducing a way that you can live for absolutely free. And it's called service. And this is a concept which, of course, was always available to us. And as we always say on the Female Solution, we can end crime, violence, and poverty. All we have to do is share. So service stands for sharing Earth's resources, voluntarily implementing creative exchange. And this is a concept that creates a system for sharing that enables exchanges to operate like a financial system, even though there's no money exchanged. There's the energy of our service that we give a value to. And what we learn is that money is whatever people agree it is. So therefore, those who agree can work together peacefully and find that by circulating their wealth in an organized fashion, they will be able to live in a state of financial freedom. So certainly, if you are ready for living in a moneyless society where everything you have is given to you for absolutely free, join us for service. And that is sharing Earth's resources, voluntarily implementing creative exchange. Today at 10 a.m. live, and of course, if you miss it, it'll be in the archives, and we'll be guiding you through this process until you are, in fact, living in a state of financial freedom. And not only are you living in a state of financial freedom, you're helping others to do the same. So join us for part three, which is identify your friends. And that is a key thing to creating your moneyless society that you have, me, and you is given to you absolutely free. So join us today. This is an exciting time to be alive because we are doing some phenomenal things with young people. We're teaching podcasting so that they can connect to their own peers all over the world. And the students at Betty Shabazz International Charter School have had an entire session, our 12-week program, teaching them how to do what we do every day here on the Female Solution, talk to an audience, even take calls from audiences, and share ideas and interview guests and address issues. They're learning this skill, and today is their final session after the 12 weeks of preparation and live podcasting. You can see all of them on the Higher Learning TV show. Go to it on YouTube, Higher Learning TV show. Of course, headed by our dear Monday Morning Mindfulness host, Zelda, and you will see some phenomenal young people who are learning communication skills and mastering these systems of reaching out beyond borders to those who before were just myths in our minds. Well, now we can talk to a global audience. And we've done so often on the Female Solution. We have talked to guests from Ghana, from Liberia, from Korea, from Japan. We've talked to guests from Zimbabwe. We have talked to people all over the world, and we've had viewers and listeners respond from all over the world because the internet has connected us in a way that makes none of us strangers anymore. And this is what we're teaching our students at Betty Shabazz International Charter School. And today they're going to experience the power of global communication as they speak in real time to people in China. And as they prepare for a journey to China, today they will be introduced to students just like them, sixth, seventh, eighth grade students, explaining their school, the rules in their school, the atmosphere in their school, even the food at their school, and all kinds of things that our students want to learn about so they can be prepared for their journey and they can make new friends. What happens when we are no longer enemies anywhere in the world because we know each other? How can you declare war, friend? This is the vision that we have on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We have said it over and over again, and now we're manifesting it. We are making it possible for our youth in America to connect with youth in other countries and understand them, their culture, their education, their daily lives. And because as young people, they're all having some similar life experiences, they can create a bond of understanding. And once they do that, then there's no reason for there to be fear between them. There's no reason for there to be misunderstandings. So instead of seeing their peers overseas as their competitors, they become those with whom they are cooperating. And to have young people meet other young people across the world and realize they're just like me, that removes prejudice. So join us today. They will be live at 5 p.m. today. We want you to see them on the Higher Learning TV show and share their experience in removing time and distance to speak to our neighbors in China and to realize that we have no enemies, only friends we have not yet met. When we can do that, then all over the world, we can help our young people create a world of peace because there is no need for conflict. We can do this. Today's technology makes it possible for us to reach out to anyone, anywhere in the world and talk to resolve our differences. So that being the case, why is there still war? People have been deprived of what they need. And there's anger when there's so much abundance and there's so much waste to have people homeless and hungry and without adequate clothing to protect themselves from the elements. It's criminal. It's criminal. And there's no excuse for it. So we're removing the mean-spiritedness of cultures that create poverty by withholding what people need. We have food rotting in containers all across this nation, and there are hungry people who could use that food to sustain themselves. And we have the means to give it to them, and we just choose not to. Why? So this is why we're instituting projects that change this reality. Later on this month, we'll be once again returning to our pandemic farms. And we're going to show you every piece of earth yields something that can sustain life. We're going to show you how to recognize those native plants, plants that were already there, just like native people. They are there and they are helping the earth by their emergence because Mother Earth knows how to heal herself with the kind of plants that can replenish the soil, provide nutrients for the insects and earthworms and other life forms that help to enrich the soil, and even plants that can provide needed medicine for sick human beings. Often we kill that which was meant to preserve our lives. If you're using pesticides, that means you're killing the ground, killing the animals, the life forms that are nourishing the soil. You're killing what grows out of the soil, and you're killing yourself in your ignorance. Killing is an expression of ignorance. When you know what something has as its property that is bringing something of value, the same with human beings. When you see the value of a person, you don't starve them. You don't force them to live outdoors in bad weather. You don't deprive them of knowledge. To do that is ignorant. And we have had ignorant cultures that hurt people, not knowing that the people you're hurting are the people who have gifts, talents, and skills that can help you. So it's a mindset that we're introducing, even with pandemic farms. Learn the plants that Mother Earth is bringing forth for your benefit. And don't kill them. Cultivate that which you would like to grow, but learn how to do it in a way that does not bring destruction. Work with the earth, not against it. And when we change our philosophy about life, instead of seeing everything as an enemy, something that has to be suppressed or killed or displaced, then we will create a world where people can live together in peace. It's a mindset that has to change. We launch our next spring session of Pandemic Farms on the 15th of April. We're going to give you an opportunity to prepare your plot of land, wherever it may be, to grow something that feeds you. Never should you panic if something happens, a pandemic or whatever, that causes you to have to stay indoors for a time and you fear that you can't eat and you're going to starve. Well, if you're living on any kind of earth, or even if you just have buckets of soil in your house, you should be growing something that you can eat. You should never, ever be solely dependent on others for your survival. And this is the problem that we allow to be created, even in our urban communities, where we're living crunched up in tiny spaces, and we're depending on grocery stores to feed us, and they feed us bad food. So if we are serious about our future, we'll become self-sufficient, and we'll learn how to take care of ourselves. So look out for Pandemic Farms, launching on April 15th, and we'll have steady sessions to help you grow your own food. Pandemic stands for producing agricultural nourishment, developing economies, making independent communities. And if you are listening online, we want you to join this conversation. Yes, did you get the link? Okay, that'll work. Okay, we'll see you then. Yeah, I sent it to your email. And we are excited to experience the opportunity to teach so that people can feel the empowerment of being able to take care of themselves. This is a wonderful time to be alive. And we're excited because we get a chance to see the transformation in our lifetime. So we'll be right back. And you're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and we will be right back after this brief break. So we want you to stick and stay. We'll be right back with more, and of course, you can give us a call, 515 515- 605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to speak. We'll be right back, so stay with us.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Yes, we are on air everywhere, online all the time. And we're also really excited about the launching of a radio network that will be offering you programming throughout the day so that you can keep abreast of those people who are producing shows that give you inspiration, uplifting information, and motivation to make a difference in your own life. This is, in fact, a wonderful time to be alive. And if you are listening online, we invite you to join our conversation. We'll be joined shortly by the urban translator, Wallace Gator Bradley. And we'll hear about his latest honor being presented with a doctorate degree in which he will be empowered to give his wisdom to the urban communities that inspired by his political work. And when you hear his story, if you have been believing that you can't transform your life because of maybe a past record or other things that you feel are barriers to your success, we want you to listen in and call in 515-605-9325. And, of course, press 1, let us know you want to speak. And you can air network 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you. We want to hear from you. And we'll be back in just one moment. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in just one moment. So we want you to stay with us.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Because he is demonstrating how you can transform your life and transform the lives of others. Recently presented with a doctorate degree, our guest today, Wallace Bradley, has been an organizer in the streets, a political consultant to many who are trying to figure out how to reach the urban communities that are so disenfranchised and disillusioned with politics, those who have been locked out of the process, and those who have become angry and sometimes even violent. Well, there is a way to change lives, and it doesn't always have to be confrontation. Sometimes it's about communication and being able to help those who are in positions of responsibility to understand the point of view of those who've been deprived of some basic necessities in life, information, education, and opportunities for advancement, and to be regulated to certain areas of the city that are underdeveloped, and to not have the resources to change their condition. When we live in conditions where we don't share the resources, we create poverty, and poverty creates crime because people feel like you won't share, then they take, and that's not necessary. So we certainly are looking forward to our guest today, Wallace Gator Bradley. And again, we want to invite you to join us at 10 a.m. this morning for Part 3, five-part series we're doing this week, introducing a new system of living for absolutely free in a moneyless society, a system called service. So 10 a.m., we want you to join us on the Female Solution Facebook page, on the Naima Latif Facebook page, and we want you to listen in and understand how you can create a life where you are living for absolutely free. We invite you to part 3, which is identify your friend. Monday was part one, and that gave you an insight on, first of all, what's the first step, which is to change your mind. Change your mind about the idea that this monetary system can never change and that you're at its mercy. Realize that people are making decisions to create new forms of exchange all the time. Look at the crypto market. And change your mind about the idea that there isn't enough to go around, because there most certainly is. People are wasting food, wasting land, wasting resources, wasting things that could be shared. Creative way of sharing so that everyone gets what they need. And so that change of mind will open your mind to see things differently. Step two was, after step one, change your mind. Step two was recognize your wealth. And that was a means realize that what you think is nothing is quite a bit. You have much more than you believe. And you are quite wealthier than you realize, because you've never really taken inventory of all you have. And so we want you to take stock of not only what you have in terms of material gains, but what you have in terms of your abilities and what you can share and offer to the world. And then step three is identify your friends, and that's today. Those you know, like, and trust, because that's where you begin the process of this sharing Earth's resources, voluntarily implementing creative exchange. And so those people that you know, like, and trust are essential. Now, of course, tomorrow, Thursday, we'll show you how to express your needs. What is it you need? To find what it is that you need among those who you know, like, and trust, so that you can begin that process of creative exchange. Because step five, we show you how to live for free, organized system, and all you need for the service system is a cell phone, which of course gives you a phone number and an email address. Very simple means of identifying you and helping you to effectively trade, exchange, and improve the lives of those whose lives you touch. We're excited because this is an opportunity for us to see the transformation in our own lifetime, to recognize that we always had the power to create a moneyless society. We always had the power. We just needed a systematic way to do it. And this is a transition from the mean-spirited monetary system that withholds what people need and makes people homeless and foodless in the midst of all these empty spaces of dwellings and all this wasted food that gets thrown out and overbought and rotting on shelves, waiting for people to pay that don't have money. All the meanness that keeps us from giving to people when they need and then wondering why they erupt in violence. We created this mess, and now we have the power to change it. So we want you to stay with us this week and join us at 10 as we introduce part three, which will, of course, help you to really think about those people in your midst that take up your time and you consider to be friends. But we want to help you define those friends that you really know, like, and trust. And the key word is trust, because this is a system that requires integrity. So when we ask you to identify your friends, we're going to give you some standards of those people that you're going to work with that help you live financially free in a moneyless society where you have everything you need and nothing costs. And you can do the things that bring you joy, and you can reap abundance. We can create that heaven on earth, but it requires a change first of mind, and then to appreciate all the things we do have, and then to identify with whom we can interact and share. Now, of course, there are those who are skeptical, and that's because they've been involved in various things before and they've lost money. Well, this is something that costs you nothing, but it does require you to really examine how you think. Because if you're always trying to beat out people and always trying to use people and not have a fair exchange, you're going to get an opportunity to really see yourself. If you have a poverty consciousness where you see yourself as poor, you need to see that you created that, because the earth has all that you need. And if you're blaming other people for your lack, that's something you need to look at as well. There is nothing stopping you from living a life of abundance except yourself. And it doesn't matter how mean someone else is, because all of us have the power to create. That's what everything is. Something can be created to address whatever problem there is. We are powerful creators. But when we waste time blaming other people for what we don't have, we don't use our creative energy to create what we need, and we stay stuck in a state of poverty. It's self-created, and we can change our minds and create a whole new system of exchange, so it won't matter how mean-spirited other people are, how much corruption there is in the banking system, whatever our government officials have lied to us about. None of that will matter. None of that will matter, because we have the power to choose with whom we're going to interact. And we have the power to share and exchange. And we have the power to create wealth. And it doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. So we're going to show you how to free your mind in order to free your actions so that you can live for free and get all you need. Join us for service, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, today, tomorrow, and Friday. Join us for the five-part series, and go back to part one and two if you missed it, because you are going to be a part of the transformation of the world we live in. It's happening right now in our lifetime. So let's see if our co-host is ready to join us. And if our co-host is ready to join us, then we certainly do want to give them and what you're hearing
we
now.
We angels were your allies in worldly life and are.
And what you're hearing now is a recitation of the Holy Quran. And our co-host, Kareem Hamid, of course, joins us from the American Muslim 360 radio channel. And this is the month of Ramadan, a month in which Muslims all over the world are participating in 30 days of fasting and reading of the Holy Quran, the book of scripture of the Muslims. And each day, we're advised to read 1/30th of the book. And so on AM 360, they do that each morning. And once they're done, of course, our co-host will join us at the top of the hour. And it's an opportunity to, again, reflect on the lessons that we've already been given as a human family of how we should treat each other. We've been told these things. We've been told these things over and over and over again. How to get along, how to share, how to create what you need, how to value those among us who are here bringing gifts, skills, talents, interests. Everybody has something to offer. Everybody is valuable. So the principles that we're talking about today, we've been taught by many who have been inspired to bring forth this information from our Creator, because we're not here to suffer. We're here to enjoy this beautiful planet together. And so reading these verses and reading and discussing the deeper meanings help us to remember that we are responsible for the lives we create. And whatever we have created, we created this. We cannot blame anyone. Can't blame an unseen devil or anybody else, because we make choices on how we're going to treat people. And if we treat people well, there will be no conflict. It's just that simple. So when we talk about the innovations and the programs that we're launching, it's in this spirit of manifestation of what we've been taught, human beings that are seeking to live an enlightened life. Enlightened beings do not deprive others of what they need when they can help. That's why we named our program Service, Sharing Earth's Resources, Voluntarily Implementing Creative Exchange. Because that's the spirit of how we should live. Not as slaves where we're being forced to labor that and do things we hate, but to serve, to share our gifts, talent, and skills with the world and make it better. And in exchange for that, to be provided with all that we need for our own comfort and security and well-being. And we do this willingly because we want the best for each other. It's the intention behind what you do that defines whether it's a good act or a not good act. This current monetary system, the intention is to take from people, to be under your control. That's why it isn't working, and that's why it creates violence, and that's why it's crumbling and going to end. So we're providing that transition from a mean-spirited system to one based on desiring for the well-being of others. And that's why it's called Service. So join us at 10 a.m. Central Time today for a few minutes of explanation and preparation so that you can put forth this system. And, of course, after that, you'll be able to go to the website, theserviceonline.org, and start your new moneyless living where everything you need is given to you for absolutely free, theserviceonline.org. So we're excited about this month. And, of course, we want you to join us on the Higher Learning TV show at 5 p.m. today, where our students at Betty Shabazz International Charter School are going to be live with a school in China. And they will meet Chinese students who we hope to connect them to physically next year in a journey to Beijing, China. But today they'll talk to preparing those students, teachers who are there, teachers who, an American-born teacher, now living in China, fluent in Chinese, and teaching students to be fluent in American English. There's a difference between American English and British English. Teaching them and preparing them so that they can be world citizens. And, of course, this opens the conversation of why aren't we doing the same? Why aren't we preparing our youth to be world citizens? How come they only know one language and everybody else is learning like 3, 4, 5, 6? And then we're wondering how come economically America is struggling. Arrogant. When you won't reach out and learn other people's culture, learn other people's language, respect their religious beliefs, when you won't do that, and then you get angry because other people can come to your country and take over industries because they have learned things that you have not, you can't get mad. So the best education is an education in which we know each other. There's even a verse in the Holy Quran that says, and the Creator being quoted as saying, we have made you into tribes and nations so that you may know one another. And the best among you are those who are the most righteous. So now, we're explained this. The differences are not bad. It's so that we can become acquainted with each other's ways of being. And then we can treat each other well. That's why we're here. So that's why we're instituting the system of service, to be in line with the way we're supposed to be as many different tribes and nations, family groups on this earth. We're supposed to interact peacefully. So these are the programs we're instituting, and we're introducing our students at Betty Shabazz International Charter School to students in Beijing, China, so they can see that they don't have enemies abroad. They only have friends they've not yet met, and once they become friends, we know that the world of the future will not be one of fear and violence of people who live across the water, because we can connect through the Internet, everybody in the world. That's what we do every day here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. So we want you to join us live at 5 tonight, Higher Learning TV show on YouTube and Facebook. You need to be there so that you can observe what it looks like when we connect across cultures, even across time, because they're actually 13 hours into the future. But, of course, the only time that really matters is right now. So we invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to speak. And we're going to take a quick break and come back with the urban translator, Wallace Gator Bradley. Now about to be Dr. Wallace Gator Bradley. To be presented with this of a doctorate degree, an honorary doctorate to symbolize his work in transforming lives in the urban community. And he's even been to the White House, meet the president, and to explain how our elected officials need to connect with the grassroots, not just throw them crumbs to keep them quiet, but truly empower people. And this has been his work. And as a political consultant, he's helped many who need to understand how to get elected, how to talk to those masses of people who do have a vote in order to motivate them to get involved in performing that civic duty so they can see results in their lives. We'll talk about it when we come back after this quick break. And if you're listening online and want to join the conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak. And, of course, you've been listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And once again, we are inviting you to join us at 10 for Step 3 of service. Identify your plan. So we'll be back with Wallace Gator Bradley and our American Muslim 360 family will be joining us after their morning reading of the Holy Quran. Will be coming to us to join our conversation as we look at the power of transformation and talk to Wallace Gator Bradley. We'll be right back. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. and if you're on our switchboard, and we will open your mic and get your thoughts. And as always, if you are watching, you may, in fact, write in your comments, and we will share them with our listening and viewing audience. So we'll be right back. And as always, we appreciate you for being who you are and spending your morning with us. Be back in a moment. Stay with us. If you're on our switchboard, feel free to press 1 and let us know that you've got something to say. And always a joy to hear from you, especially because you're the reason why we're here. Interactive radio TV is something that has changed the culture and made discussion more public than ever, because you can have a conversation with people not only in other cities, but in other countries. So we don't need to rely on major network TV show anchors to give us insight about what's happening in the world. We can talk to the people ourselves. And this is the power of the internet and certainly the power of cast business that we're introducing to our students at Betty Shabazz. So again, join us live at 5 today on the Higher Learning TV show. Go to it on Facebook and YouTube because we want you to experience what they're experiencing and to recognize that the world has changed and it's not going to go back. The world has changed forever. And what we have now is a connected global society in which there is no need for us to be afraid of each other because we can talk to each other. And we'll be talking to our American Muslim 360 family, connecting all over the world, the largest Muslim radio station in the nation, and we're going to take a look at how we're impacting the lives of people who are getting information that's different than what the network TV stations have put out that is fear-based, that keeps us at odds with each other. And during this time of global peace efforts, during the holy month of Ramadan, where so many Muslims are in distress about this Middle East crisis that continues to be a source of pain and suffering, we're looking at ways that we can change the trajectory of the future. How do we change the conditions when people are stuck in a state of hostility? It's a challenge, but we have the power to make that change. So let us bring on our co-host.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host, Kareem Hamid, every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
And
right now, right here on American Muslim 360, Sister Debbie.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Debbie from Silver Spring, Maryland. Please donate. American Muslim 360 and the community-wide Shura Conference are so important to me personally as a non-Muslim. This is, oh boy, I'm getting emotional. This is so important to people like myself. That's why I've donated $100, even though I'm on Social Security. From the last telethon, I put $10. I actually put the extra cent in there, $10 a month. It has just transformed me and my perceptions of things, and it can do this for lots of non-Muslims. We need you all. We need you all so badly. We have been living in such ivory towers, and that pun is intended. We don't even know it. So we've got to keep this movement going. We've got to make it work. It's what the country needs. It's what the country, I think it's what Allah wants to have this country have. So please donate. I know even if it's just a dollar or something, just any little bit. Let me say one other thing. This telethon is so important to me that I spent Christmas Eve with American Muslim 360, which I usually would spend activities at the church. So just so you all know how important I think this is for non-Muslims and for Christians, that's my proof right there. Keep it going, people. Love you all. Assalamu alaikum.
And me. We love you, Sister Debbie. And
yes, and we are joined with our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and we are ready to open your mic on the American Muslim 360 channel.
It has not switched. It has changed. I don't have a visual.
Oh, okay.
Well,
that's fine, but we'll keep you right on the on our live line here, or we can actually, well, there we go. We can just hear you right now. That is fine. Yes. So we, of course, are awaiting our guest, Wallace Gator Bradley, who will be joining us shortly. And we've been talking about the, we've just listened a bit of the promos on AM360 and talking about the fact that our global connection really does foster peace because we can talk to each other. And later on today, this evening, our students at Betty Shabazz International Charter School are going to be talking with students and a teacher in China. And that'll be on the Higher Learning TV show, which, of course, is run by our Monday morning mindfulness host, Zelda Speaks. And she is my partner in this podcast training that we've been doing for the Betty Shabazz students. Betty Shabazz International Charter School, of course, named after Betty Shabazz, the wife of our dear brother Malcolm. And it is an institution that has given students a vision of being leaders of the future. And so we're manifesting this today by showing that once we connect our young people to those young people abroad, their peers, they will grow up and create a world in which there is no barrier and people are friends rather than enemies. Of course, I mentioned the Holy Quran verse about we've been our Creator has given us the word that we have been made in tribes and nations so that we may know one another. And the best among us are those who are the most righteous. So, of course, we're supposed to get to know each other and be friends and strive to treat each other well. That is why we're here. We're not here to be in competition, in fighting, and try to take from each other. That's not why we're here. That's not why we're made different. We're made different so that we could each develop different skills and talents and abilities. So that's what we're doing. And certainly I'm glad to be a part of seeing it manifest in our lifetime. And I think our children are going to be so excited when they see children in China, their peers, going through some of the same life experiences as, you know, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade students. And I think they're going to find it a very inspirational experience. And once we see that other people really are just like us, the hostility and the fear disappears. And that's what we're looking for. So I'm going to ask my host to open his camera because we want to see your handsome face. And then I'll bring you on screen. And we are excited about the possibilities that we're creating. And, of course, we've launched a new program called SERVICE, which stands for Sharing Earth's Resources, Voluntarily Implementing Creative Exchange, which is a new system of working together so that everyone can live for absolutely free. Because really, nothing costs. The earth was given to us for absolutely free. Why are we paying? Why are we paying for anything? The earth is just as free as the air. So understanding that helps to free our minds from the thought that there is a cost of living. There is no cost of living. There's only an ability to share. And once we have a creative, organized way of sharing, then we can transition out of a very mean-spirited monetary system that creates poverty. So that's what we've been sharing with our viewers. And this Monday, we launched part one. It's a five-part series at 10 a.m. Every morning at 10 a.m. Central, sharing how to manifest this. And, of course, all of the instructions are on the website, theserviceonline.org. But we want to take you through the process so that you can make this happen. So, and my wonderful guests, of course, we see you backstage. We need you to open your camera if you're able to get your computer to enable your camera. Make sure no other devices are using your camera, no other programs are using your camera so that your camera can be on. We do want your camera be on so that people can see you. And we are also going to be doing step three for that program of service. Step one was, as we said, was change your mind, which means stop thinking that this system is insurmountable and that it'll always be here. It will not. It is changing. And that's why people are coming up with other currencies, because this current banking system is very mean-spirited and withholding and creating the crime and violence. And so that's why it's being transformed into other things, because we realize we have the power to do that. Money is whatever we all collectively agree it is. That's what we need to know. And then step two, of course, recognize your wealth. People realizing that they have much more than they think they have. People who think they're poor, a lot of times those are the ones who are hoarding things, which means you're not circulating what other people could use, which could benefit people. So we want you to recognize, and giving you a systematic way of doing that, accounting for everything you have. And then step three, which is today, identify your friends, and those are those people you're going to be interacting with, moneyless, free society. But you need to recognize people that you know, like, and trust, because trust is the key factor. This is a system that involves integrity. And, of course, tomorrow we'll be introducing Express Your Needs, step four, which means identify what it is that you want so that you can know how to acquire it from those who have it and will willingly give it to you. And then step five is the whole system of how to put it all together so you can live for free. So this week is the week we're introducing our system of service. And we're excited because this could have a transformative effect on the whole world. As we return to the way mankind was before such an exploitive system existed. I mean, do you really think Adam and Eve and all of those who, during this particular dispensation that we remember, because we've been around for millions of years, but this particular historic era, do you think they were actually going to the bank, you know, using ATM cards? I mean, no, people worked together, they lived together, and they interacted and exchanged. There was no monetary system. You just shared. We have to return to that very basic way of being, and we can do that. And, of course, it's called service, sharing Earth's resources, voluntarily implementing creative exchange. So look for it. So we've got our guest here trying to help him open that camera. There is a way to do that, and sometimes devices don't, however. So we're going to bring him on. And Brother Kareem, as we do that, do you have any comments you'd like to make from anything you've heard before we bring on our guest, Wallace Gator Bradley, the urban translator, now Dr. Wallace Bradley?
Yes, concerning the issue of ownership, in the religion of Islam, the human being is seen as custodians or caretakers of the creation, owners, you know.
Yes.
We didn't bring none of this with us. Nor will we leave with it, nor can we extract and take from it when we transition. So we are placed as custodians, as inheritors and custodians and caretakers over the creation. We are not to see ourselves as owners. You know, Allah has entrusted the human being with this creation as a custodian, as a caretaker, as one that will manage this creation and bring out the best of it and share it with others. So this idea of I own this, you don't get to see a riding behind a funeral procession.
Absolutely. You can't take it with you.
Right. So if we can change our perception, then inshallah, that will help, that may aid the human being in what we recognize as greed.
Yeah.
This is mine and it's not yours. And I'm going to make you, because it's mine, I'm going to cause you trouble in acquiring what I have. No, we are not owners. We're only caretakers here, and only for a brief period of time.
Absolutely.
And the young that are coming behind us, they are inheriting the position that we have as caretakers.
That's right. That's right. Yes, well, that's absolutely right. You can't own things. You can't own people. You can't own a part of the ground. You can't own the air. You can't own the water. We're here to take care of it. We're stewards of it. And we haven't done a good job. We've really messed up a lot of things that are supposed to be being enhanced by us. So the mindset is different. And, you know, the indigenous people didn't have that attitude of we own the earth. They were tremendous caretakers of it, and so our perspective is so backwards, and we must be able to change that perspective. And our dear sister, our Monday morning mindfulness host, Zelda, says, Grand Rising, beautiful wise queen, thank you for your brilliance in founding this desperately needed service. It's exactly what we used down south back in the day. Yes, remember how, you know, people would go and, you know, borrow a cup of sugar, you know, a cup of flour, or, you know, share their yield from their crops. Oh, send a bag of greens down to Ms. Jones. You know, we just gave. That was a way of living. That was a way of life. And this is what we have got to be able to do today. Go back to those ways. So our guest is here, but having a bit of a challenge in being able to unmute and open the camera. So you probably need to go back out and have your device to allow for your mic and camera. So you'll need to do that because we want to see and hear you. You have much to say. So go back out and try again from the beginning and make sure you authorize your device to use your mic and your camera. Make sure you do that. Yes, we are definitely in great need of a system of sharing that will remove this official class difference. There's no such thing as class. Oh, I'm higher class. I live in the expensive apartment downtown. Oh, I'm lower class. I live in the projects. The whole mindset of making other people of lesser value is false. And treating people well based on how much money they have, it's distorted. It's distorted thinking. That's why we say our first step is to change your mind. Everybody on the planet is equal, of equal value. So to decide that some people should be treated better because they have more things, well, you own nothing. Brother Kareem just said you can't own anything. If you're a steward of it, you might have some things that you're responsible for, but you don't own it. You don't even own animals. Well, I own a dog. I own a cat. No, you don't. These are free will beings just like you. You have them in your care. Then you're responsible for caring for them. And you can't own anything, but you can take responsibility for its care, for its nurturing, for its provision. So if we change how we think, then we can return to the way it was before a corrupted system was introduced and accepted, because it can only happen if it's accepted. I mean, money in itself, using a symbol for exchange, that's not the problem. The problem is the intention behind it. If my intention is to take from you so that control everything and you have to be a slave to me in order to get what you need, that's a wrong intention. The intention has to be, I want your well-being. So not only am I going to provide what you need that I have access to, I'm going to allow you to flourish and grow to, so you can provide what you have come to the planet to offer and help make life better so that we all thrive. So it's a mindset. When we change our minds, we will change the systems that we create, because they won't be based on meanness. It won't be based on, I want to feel like I'm better than you, so I'm going to take what you have. I'm going to make you do what I want, so I'm going to deprive you of what you need for your survival. So you have to do what I say. You know, all those wrong intentions. The intention has to be for your well-being. So, yes, sir.
Yeah, I have connected with the AM 360 studio board. We will have kind of a problem with, we are sharing public service announcements and stuff like that. If you could call into the studio board, I can open up your mic.
Okay.
Have some control here.
So now there is a number that you should see. It's a 347 number, and that is the number that I've called in from our studio. And you should, oh, wait a minute, maybe it's not there anymore. Okay, I'll call in again.
Okay.
And that will give you a chance to connect, and we will then open that mic. And what we're going to do is take a break, and we'll come back and we'll be connected, and we're going to see if we can get our guest camera and mic open. And we'll be right back, people, so stick and stay. Don't stray away. And I'll hang up with you here, and we'll connect with you on the studio. So we'll be right back. And once again, we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. So stay with us. Well, you know, we want to just call in, because I've been talking about you all morning. So I'll text your number to call in. You can just, yeah, I'll text you right now.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters. We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, Black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not you use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex. Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three Black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
All right, we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show, and we've got on our live line our co-host and our guest today, Brother Wallace Gator Bradley, the urban translator, now Dr. Wallace
Unmuted.
Bradley. Hey, and here hey, sis.
Yes.
Thank you. Hey, you know, I'm learning this technology. And I realized when I was blessed to do all the things that was required to get a doctorate degree in urban ministry and social justice, I realized, just like Danny knew, that you're never too old to be useful to God.
That's right. You're never too old to be useful to God. Absolutely. Yes. So, tell us about, first of all, you know, we've been telling our audience of your work in the community as a political consultant and what you've done in terms of helping those who are in positions as elected officials and positions of responsibility, helping them to understand how they need to be able to connect with the grassroots and really do things that effectively change lives. And you've had to translate for a lot of those who don't know how to communicate with the urban community and therefore can't get elected because there's so much of a disconnection between those who have lived lives of privilege and those who are struggling. So tell us a bit about your journey. I know, of course, as an author, you explained that upbringing that has brought you to this point, but how have you been able to transform your life as one raised in an urban environment to one that now is such a very sought-after political force?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that question. For your listening audience, I give definitely all glory to God by having a mother and father in my life. My mother was a madam. My father did construction. They had 12 children, and they did what was required in order to make ends meet by letting it be known if it was one can of beans. We all going to eat, especially those that's at the dinner table on time when it comes time to eat dinner. If you miss dinner time, we all prayed that it was some cornbread in that place. What I mean by that, you know what I mean, sis. That's how we were raised.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And our parents, especially my mother, she knew it was hard for my father to be working in an environment where white folks didn't want black laborers, pretty much, if they weren't slaves. During the 60s and the civil rights move, he knew that it was important that my father was able to come home and close the door and leave all his problems outside that door, because he knew he had the comfort of home. And fast forward, moving forward, by me being a former gang enforcer and friend and confidant to my friend, will always be my friend, even if he said that he don't want to be my friend, he won't be my friend. And I'm not going to be ashamed to say it. That's Larry Hoover. Okay? He was the one that saw that Gator, we got to turn the trajectory of all the young brothers that's coming back and forth into the penitentiary. Because Larry Hoover, he's been locked up 50 years. Before they gave him that bogus case, when he was in Stateville in the Illinois Department of Corrections, he was seeing the grandchildren, he was seeing the son, the grandson, and sometimes the great-grandson of his friends that was coming into the institution.
Wow.
So he has shared with me that, hey, man, Gator, you out there, you in the political realm by virtue of Earl Washington running for mayor and then Jerry Butler running for Cook County commissioner. And when Jerry Butler won, I was working in Jerry Butler's campaign, and I became his campaign manager as well for the next election, for the re-election. And he said, look, man, hold on a minute.
Yes. Yeah, that's a story a lot of people don't remember or understand. The street organizations actually were formed to address the urban distress. And so originally the idea was to provide a protection for our communities, to provide a family structure for a lot of young men and women who didn't have it, whose families were in various states of disarray. And the crime element, the selling of that which was considered illegal, came as a means of generating income in places where business was not readily available. And so it was a response to a lack, and there were very organized street organizations that took care of people. And this was a reality. And many ethnicities created such street organizations, gangs, if you will, as a response to the condition of powerlessness that they found themselves in. Now, many of those ethnicities here in Chicago, the Irish, the Italians, the Polish, many of those ethnicities were able to enter the political arena and establish an economic power base. In many instances, African Americans were not. We're still going through our historic conflict, again, based on money, finance, power, and control. And so now we find ourselves experiencing the consequence of generations of those who perhaps have not had an economic foothold that can fight them to come out of that situation. And as a result, as Mr. Brad has informed us,
right,
we have generations of young men coming into the prison, and women. The population of women in the prison is unfortunately increasing astronomically. It's the broken family. It's the lack of opportunity. It's a hostile environment. And that's to turn around. So those who look at
North Lake, Shore Drive,
the leaders of those street organizations as being dangerous, lock them away. And in doing so, hope to disrupt organizations they have. But the need is still there to address the economic disparity of opportunities and the broken families. So those who are able to translate this reality are valuable in helping to identify those desiring political office as either someone we should work to get elected or someone we should work to not get elected based on their understanding and compassion for the situation and a willingness to put forth laws that actually change the conditions. So we appreciate the fact that organizations that were a vital part of many people's lives realize that we must enter the political arena. We must make a difference. Yes.
Yes, if I may speak to our honored guest, Wallace Gaither-Gathers.
Yes,
I am Salim Hamid, emanating from out of St. Louis, Missouri. And the work that you do and those that are like you is very essential. I'm seeing the social activists. They are conduits. They are a link to the officials, because a lot of times officials get disconnected from the citizenry that they represent. And we need people like Brother Gaither. He gathers, praise be to Allah, he gathers the citizenry and the elected officials. He's a conduit. Connection between the powers that be and those that put them in power. So it's very essential that the line of communication stays open between the governed and those that are governing. I applaud your efforts and your work, Brother Gaither. Very essential.
Yeah. Later. And yes, Wallace Gaither Bradley, who is an author of a book entitled Murder to Excellence. And it tells his story coming from street gang culture and leadership in that culture and even enforcer in that culture, but also one who had connections to the community and could understand how to make that transition to the political arena. And really, as you say, you know, be able to help people who are in office understand, because many of them don't. And they live in fear, and they're just thinking, oh, these people are criminals, lock them up. They don't understand how things came to be historically and how to change them. And we've got to hear from Friday and Sunday host Beata out of Florida, nice and sunny Florida. She says, Grand Rising Queen, important guest, bringing life-changing stories. Yes, thank us,
right.
Universal Spirit, us. Yes.
You know, sis, just to bring your viewing and listening audience up to the importance of this Democratic primary that we had here on March the 19th.
Yes.
Okay. A lot of like you said, a lot of elected officials didn't understand the significance. And the state's attorney's race, the importance of reaching out to individuals such as ourselves, you, I, and others, that communicate with the young adult generationally. You know, we're not afraid of TikTok because we know that they that's a vessel of communication.
Yes.
Okay? And they give us a chance to let them know how to erase the generational gap because we show them how to use the TikTok with the mindset and common sense of knowing that we as a people take a licking, but we keep on ticking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And therefore, we lost the state's attorney's race to a woman that was a former appellate court judge that had prosecuted an 11-year-old for a crime that they knew he didn't commit. Okay? And the officer that arrested that young boy was the same officer that arrested two more juveniles, a 7- and an 8-year-old, to be prosecuted for a murder of Brian Harris. And they knew that they didn't do it. Thank God for Judge Pinchum, who's no longer here, that took the case when he was an attorney. Okay? And then the same guy, his name was Cassidy, was a part of the John Birch crew. For your listening audience and viewing audience, they may not know, John Birch crew was known for torturing individuals, even to the point of using cattle prods and the black men's derriere to force them to commit the crime that they didn't commit. You follow me? Okay.
That is horrible.
When we find out, when everybody found out that the people that was bankrolling her campaign are the MAGA people and the alt-right people, especially the police union president who had led a protest against Kim Fox because Kim Fox was helping to exonerate those individuals that was wrongfully convicted. So
yes.
I'm saying that the wonderful thing about it, because you always look for lemonade when you realize you got a lemon. And that is through prayer. I believe that she can become a great state attorney. Because she's talking about she wants to bring it back. Well, bring it back to what Kim Fox was on and make what Kim Fox was doing better. Don't take it back to where the state's attorney's office was engaging in the cover-up of police misconduct, police murder, police torture, police brutality, and misconduct. So we blessed to know how bad the state's attorney's office was, to how it had became where Chicago or Cook County was no longer the wrongful conviction capital. Okay? Yeah, she made some mistakes. Talking about Kim, made some mistakes. We all made mistakes because we're human beings. I made mistakes, end up in the penitentiary. And by the grace of God, came my life around and end up getting a pardon from the government. Not because I didn't do the crime, but because I put in righteous work to show that I was an asset to the community. You follow what I'm saying? Okay.
We had
individuals here that were our black leaders. including Bobby Russell. There was a great black founder.
Yes, yes.
That chose to support an individual like Paul Vallis, who was tied in to the same alt-right and MAGA people in order to take City Hall against an African-American male. And thank God that the people came together. Black, white, Hispanic, gay, transgender. You know, everyone came together. So that,
yeah,
that could not happen. And we end up with an African-American mayor, and that's why the DNC is here. And the reason I'm speaking on that, as you know, sis, this will be the third DNC coming to Chicago. They have
yeah.
one in 68. They have one in 96. They don't want to talk
yeah.
about the one in 96 because that's when the gang leaders from behind the walls as well as on the streets was making a move and did make a move to show the young adults the alternative to the man of criminality is to show them their civic responsibility by making them get registered to vote, going to
yes.
gang lines. Stop the gang wars
yep.
so that they can help elect the first African-American woman, which was Curl Mosey Braun, to become the
yep.
United States Senator. And then came forth the next United States Senator that happened to be African-American to be elected Senator was Barack Obama.
That's right.
The organization was called United in Peace, and we went to 21st Century Vote. And to God be the glory for Google, because everything that we're telling you is verifiable. So all you have to do is let the young adults know that we was young too, we were stupid too. Okay, what they doing ain't new. We were doing it. But we was listening to our elders. Now we the elders. And all we had to do is talk to the children to show them, hey, now you got a state's attorney that has no problem prosecuting juveniles, especially some of the juveniles need to be prosecuted. The ones that are out there doing all this shooting and jumping out of cars 4 deep with them guns, with them switch on them, and sticking up innocent individuals for their phones.
Yeah.
But we got to make sure that they don't lock in all juvenile because they may have on a black hoodie.
Right.
And
like that makes automatically a criminal.
Right. And this election on the 19th was very important and tantamount because the people came together, all races, all generations, to help re-elect Congressman Danny K. Davis.
Yes.
So what that shows and what they didn't want to be seen is that there's young adults, first-time registered voters, help make a historical move at a time when they come back to us as a people to help save democracy. You know what I mean? So I'm saying
yeah.
that to say I'm not being braggadocious. I'm patting myself on the back like I'm saluting everyone that came out to vote. And understanding this, you got a right to vote for who you want to vote for. Okay, you got a right to vote for who you want to vote for. But pay attention to the candidates. Yes. And we as a people have to start letting our young adults know, and we have to understand this too. We're the only race where every other race tell us not to respect our elders, like the young adults won't be elders tomorrow.
Wow. That's a powerful statement. Well, we're about to go, but I have on the screen your book. It's available at Amazon, Murder to Excellence, Growth and Development for the Millennial Generation, the autobiography of Wallace Gator Bradley, Urban Translator. We've got that up on the screen for those who want to order it on Amazon. Right there, you can order your copy. And it's a fascinating story told in his own words. And right. I think it will inspire a lot of people. And I appreciate what you just said about us being taught not to respect our elders, because that's one of the most difficult things that has evolved in our culture that has to be undone. Because as you just said, right. One day we're going to be elders. One day the youth are going to be the elders, and they're going to understand that wisdom
right.
comes with age. You have to respect the wisdom of
it. Right. It says, if you don't mind, let me if I can give my phone number to your listening
Absolutely.
And viewing audience, where they can call me, because the name of the game is being accessible to one another. You know how we work. It's telephone, telegram, TikTok, and tell a Negro. My phone number is 312. Phone number is 312-371. 6914. That's 312-371-6914. And I want to say, to God be the glory. That's Gator's story.
All right. I love that. To God be the glory, and that's Gator's story. And give us that number one more time. I'm going to bring it here up
okay.
on the screen. So,
okay. It's
312-371-6914. Yes, ma'am. All righty. All righty. Well, we got it, and we thank you so very much for being our guest today. And we got it up on the screen, 312-371-6914. We thank you so very much, and congratulations on your doctorate degree. We certainly say that you have earned the title. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
And thank you all for joining us today. And, of course, our Monday morning mindfulness host, Zelda Speaks, reminds us to tune in to hear our podcast, Training Students at Betty Shabazz International Charter School, Speak Chinese Students at School in Beijing, China. YouTube.com/HigherLearningTVShow will be live at 5. And we will see you then. Until then, remember to shine your light. We will see you next time.
Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solutions, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
And we appreciate you, and we will speak to our global family and say thank you for being with us.
the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Geret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.